I'd like to welcome all of you this evening as we begin our time together for this youth conference. Tonight will be a little different meeting. I think we'd like to introduce our theme, and there may perhaps be some rules that need to be explained. But I suppose the most important thing is that we're here to meet with God, and we take some time to do that as we begin. Before we do, Brother Keith, would you lead us in prayer as we open our meeting tonight?
Father, we just want to thank you for your continual grace and goodness to us, your love that we are experiencing here in your presence here at camp. We thank you for giving traveling mercies and bringing folks up. We pray if any are still on their way, that you'll cover them. But we're thankful we can be together. We're thankful that we can see you and worship you. We pray, God, that our worship will be in spirit and in truth. We ask, God, that your continual hand will be over this whole time together. And we need you. We desire you.
Yes.
And we ask that our hearts, Lord, you'll prepare our hearts for all that you have for us. Lord, we just ask this all, and Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered.
Worship him.
Will you please take your Pilgrim Camp songbook, the White Spiral songbook, and turn to number one. We'll sing number one together. Why don't we stand as we sing?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
worthy and I adore you. You are worthy and I adore you, and I praise you, precious Savior. This is great. I know 8 of you are from our boys period, and they could sing. And there's no letdown. I was convinced there'd be some sort of letdown after hearing those boys sing. But you sing. That's wonderful. And I'm sure it pleases God much more than it pleases me. And I am very pleased. So let's sing some more. One more. In your hymn book, number 50.
Sing.
fifth verse. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. Let's sing that right to the Lord.
Glory, glory to the Father.
Notice how very near God seems as we tell them that we love Him. My grandfather, after a meeting here at camp once, came to me and he told me that he always felt the presence of God in a very special way when we were singing songs about the blood of Jesus. He felt that that was something very special. God would draw very near. And I think the same can be true as we just tell God we love Him through these songs and through our time of praise. There's a chorus I'd like to sing with you, just one more, and in it we tell God just how much we love Him. We'll be talking a little bit this week about being set apart for God, and the words of the chorus are very simple. I would think that most, if not all of you, know them, but it's just, Father, I adore You, lay my life before You, how I love You. And we sing, Jesus, I adore You, lay my life before You, how I love You, and Spirit, I adore You, lay my life before You, how I love You. Let's sing that together. Yes. I don't know the key. I don't do keys.
It's kind of funny.
What?
One flat is good.
One flat, he says.
That's good.
Song sung as a round, and I like that because then you hear everything like 9 times, and so I'd like to do that with you, and we'll break our meeting up into 3, so all of you on my right, if you would be one section and you in the center, we'll take it sort of like, what shape is that, I don't know, and then to my left, and we'll each take a phrase. So if you would start with Father, I adore You, and then they'll continue, and then you start with Father, I adore You, and then Father, I adore You. It's fairly simple. And now you all know the chorus because we've sung it, correct? So every mouth will be moving and every eye might be closed. as we concentrate and speak directly to God.
Right into our next
and then just keep going. Yes. Here we go. To worship you.